Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, let's talk about something more wholesome now. Before there were mobile phones, we used to have innocent pursuits like making jam. Catherine Fulvio from Ballynockan House and Cookery School in Wicklow, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. What a great day to be talking about jam. The sun is out.
Absolutely. But I gather we are coming into autumn jam making season now, is it?
We are. We still have the tail end of the berries in the garden now. I've just harvested the last of the blueberries and there's a few red currants floating around. But in September, we'll have raspberries again. So it's a good time. It's really good time for jam making.
Is it worth making your own jam?
Oh, Brendan, nothing tastes as good as homemade jam. And think about it. You mentioned autumn, we're coming into blackberry season. There's nothing like a blackberry jam. And go out and get them. They're free. They're growing out in the hedgerows and make your own jam. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And listen, what are frockens?
Oh, so frockens. I don't know. It's not a Wicklow thing only, but it's F-R-A-U-G-H-A-N is how it's spelt. And they grow wild all over County Wicklow. They're all up here in the hills behind our farmhouse. And they're like American bilberries. They're tiny little black berries. And my dad used to pick them as a child and he used to earn a few bob selling them to the local people then, you know, in the village who'd bake jam and tarts with them. They're quite bitter, but they make great, great jams. So frocken jam.
Okay.
But that season at the end of July, so we're out of it now.
All right, right. Frockens are over. Damn, missed them again. And listen, for people who don't want to go into the wild, are there still those, remember those pick your own farms where you'd eat your body weight in strawberries and then boy, like say I picked a punnet at the end. But it was great fun.
It was brilliant fun. And there still are plenty of them around Ireland. And please do go and support them because, you know, all these small businesses need as much support as possible. And, you know, I've heard anecdotally that some of them are closing down because we're not supporting them enough. So it's nothing quite like picking your own. And it is great to be munching on them at the same time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So let's get down to jam making. So,
yes.
Would you take us through maybe the process with a beginner's recipe? Like we'll take a basic strawberry jam and talk us through it.
Yes, Brendan. So generally for a basic jam, it's a ratio of 1:1. So that's one part fruit, one part sugar. I use jam sugar. You need jam sugar, in my opinion, for certain fruits in particular. Pectin is the setting agent when you're making jam. And some fruits have more pectin than others, like crab apples have a lot of pectin. But strawberries, raspberries, a lot of the soft fruits are very low in pectin. Jam sugar has pectin in it. So you would use a kilo of berries to a kilo of the jam sugar.
And is the fruit just ripe or do you want it kind of rotting and sugary?
No, but you know what? You don't want the fruit starting to go off because then you've got mould already in your mix. But you like the softer fruit. My mum used to kind of wait and she used to use the good ones for show, like, and then the leftover strawberries, they'd make jam. So if they're slightly bruised or that's okay, but not badly damaged. So wash your fruit, Brendan, if you can. But I say just be careful with it because some of them then retain a lot of water. Like if you're washing raspberries, water will puddle in them. So you might just want to wipe them. And then what I do is I chop up my fruit and then I sit it in the sugar. And you can sit in the sugar overnight. You can leave it at room temperature. And then the sugar starts to melt with the juices of the fruit and you're already well on your way. Then you get everything into a pan. Now, I wouldn't use an aluminium pan for this or a cast iron pan because you don't want any transfer of flavour or anything. So I would use like something like a casserole pan. Do you know one of those kind of Le Creuset dishes?
Yeah.
Or a good stainless steel pan. Always make sure your pan is a bit bigger than what you need because the fruit and the sugar will bubble up. Then you get it on the gas and then you put your fruit and everything in the saucepan, stir until your sugar has melted. That's all. And then you bring it to a rolling boil. Now, that's a good deep boil, not a simmer. And that's about 5 to 10 minutes. Meantime, Brendan, you've done the great old Irish trick of putting two side plates in the freezer or two saucers. And then when you think the jam is done, after, say, 5 minutes, you want to test it, you take out a little spoon, put it on your frozen plate. It'll cool immediately. And then you run your finger up the centre or the top of a wooden spoon. And if it stays apart, your jam is set. If not, boil it for another minute and continue with that same process.
Sorry, on a minute.
Until your jam sets.
It's done in 5 or 10 minutes, is it, of kind of pottering away? I thought it was like a long process of pottering away for the afternoon, no?
No.
Okay.
It's really nice and quick. And then leave it to cool a little bit in your saucepan. The gadget that I love that I bought years ago is a jam funnel. So you have your jam jars that you've sterilised and then you've got your jam funnel. So it's like
How
a standard
funnel. How do you sterilise the jars? This is an idiot's guide here now for me.
No, it's great. What you do is you just put them in the oven. Your oven has to be above 100 degrees and you just heat your jars for about 5 minutes and they're sterilized. Or I read another tip, which I have to test, but I think it would work. You can put water in the jars, just a small bit at the bottom, and put them in the microwave for a few minutes. And the steam from the hot water then sterilizes them, and then you dry them out with a clean cloth.
Okay, I've got explosion worries there. Let's stick with the other method, yeah.
Okay. So you've sterilized jars. You've your jam funnel, which is a metal funnel with a wide opening. And it's the best way of ladling jam from the saucepan, because you're talking hot jam going into the jars. The jars will heat quickly with the jam. And if it spills down the side, there's nothing more difficult than trying to get sticky jam off the side of a jar. And then you have your jam made. And then all you need to do is put a lid on it. But you want to make sure that no air gets into it. So what I do is I get these little greaseproof discs. You used to be able to buy them years ago. Do you remember in the shops?
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can still buy them. But I cut them out anyway, just from a bit of baking parchment. Sit them on top of the jam, which prevents air getting at it, which will prevent mold growing. And then make sure you have a sterilized clean lid, boiling water poured over it, dried off, seal your jars, and there you go. Your jam will keep for the winter.
Okay, really briefly, give me a few ideas for how we could fancy up flavours.
So we're talking strawberry jam. Why not do strawberry and balsamic? I put a bit of balsamic vinegar in early on and that flavour just marries through beautifully. Or you could put a bit of basil in near the end, strawberry and basil. Beautiful combo. Blackberries, blackberry and sage. Absolutely gorgeous. Blueberry and lemon thyme or blueberry and lemon. And if you see peaches on special offer in the shops at the moment, peach and lavender jam. Oh, and you know something that's making a big growth or growing greatly is jamalade. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No.
Marmalade and jam mixed. It's gorgeous. Think grapefruit and peach mixed together.
Okay.
That's jamalade.
Okay.
It's got the bits in it, but it's peaches as well. It's gorgeous.
Listen, Catherine, this sounds like a no-brainer. Can anyone do this, yeah? It's as simple as you're making out, yeah?
Okay. It really is easy. And you can just go out and forage at the moment. There's crab apples coming out. There'll be blackberries coming out. And it's a really nice thing to do, you know, and it's very wholesome. And nothing tastes as good as homemade jam.
OK, so look, we'll put the technique, and there's various flavours and suggestions there. And you've also given us a basic scone recipe to put up on the website so that people can have their lovely fresh jam. Catherine Fulvio from Ballynockin House and Cookery School, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Brendan.